Blog Talk Radio.
Till I'm charged and writing in my book of rhymes, all the words past the margin. The whole of mic, I'm throbbing. Mechanical movement, understandable smoke that murderers move with. The thief's theme, play me at night, they won't act right. The fiend of hip hop has got me stuck like a crack pipe. Good mind activation, react like I'm facing time like Pappy Mason. With pins, I'm embracing. Wipe the sweat off my dome, spit the phlegm on the streets. Sway Tim's on my feet, make my cypher complete. Weather cruising in a six cab, I'm on tarot deep, I can't call it. The beats make me fall in asleep, I keep falling. But never falling 6 feet deep. I'm out for presidents to represent me.
Say what?
I'm out for presidents to represent me.
Say what?
I'm out for dead presidents to represent me.
The world is this.
The world is yours. The world is yours.
Everyone, welcome to another episode of Midnight Madness, and we have a fun show in store for everybody here tonight, and let's get right into everything. I am Corey Ponerolo alongside John Fanta, and we have a special guest to break down some New York baseball MLB trade deadline in just a bit, coming up in about 10 minutes. And John, you know how the show goes. You know what I know, and the fans know you have a rant for us, so let's get to it. What is grinding your gears in the sports world tonight, my friend?
Well, it's Sandy Alderson, the Mets general manager. Tonight, following New York's 7-3 loss to the Milwaukee Brewers, he says that the reported deal, 3 hours ago, ESPN reports the Mets are getting Carlos Gomez. They will trade right-hander Zach Wheeler and infielder Wilmer Flores. Wilmer Flores was crying in the game. He was in tears. And we'll get to that later in the show. We all cry over nothing at times. The trade was pending physicals, though. Physical examinations, Corey. Reports are saying that Zach Wheeler, the right-hander, there might have been some sketchy things going on with his physical. And that was the one holdup. Alderson tells reporters, though, quote, unfortunately, social media, etc., got ahead of the facts and may have had an adverse effect on when the players rumored to be involved. Sandy Alderson, you are blaming, part of your statement there is you're blaming social media. Come on. Now, Wheeler underwent Tommy John surgery in March. So, fact of the matter is, look, you go through Tommy John, there can be issues with the physical. But only the Mets would have this kind of a night where a trade's about to go down. They've got something going for them. Everything looks like it's in their favor, and then it all comes crashing down. The Mets have to get something done by Friday. They need to get it back. It would be a waste if they don't. Carlos Gomez could have added a lot, could have answered a lot of those question marks. I'm not saying he would have lifted them to be in a championship contender. No way. It's not happening. We have that pitching staff. You got to cash in. You got to get a bat. And Alderson, what good are you doing by talking on the media and saying that there's some adverse things going on social media? You're blaming your fans for their fan base that is already frustrated with you. I'm not frustrated with Sandy Alderson. He's got till Friday. I still think he gets something done. But, man, this is an only the Mets night, Corey Ponerolo.
John, I love talking baseball, but my rant tonight is going to come from the pitch. And I love talking soccer. I love talking it. Don't get me wrong. But I want to bring up the idea of the MLS All-Star Game. And usually their annual game, they face a top league contender, whether it's from the Barclays Premier League, Liga BBVA, Bundesliga, but mainly it is from the Barclays Premier League. And tonight they played Tottenham Hotspur. And then lately on our show, John, we've been talking, and I've been very high on USA Soccer. You know how our team is talented, as some may not think. Obviously, when you compare it to Premier League teams, no, we aren't as talented. But aside from that, my rant is going against the Tottenham Hotspur team. You are in a league which is the best in the world. You compete with the best in the world. And I don't want to take anything away from the MLS All-Star teams, but they handed the Hotspur team a 2-1 loss. And that's unacceptable if you're the Hotspur team. And what is unique about the MLS, John, and we've talked about this, you know, I always said growing up, there wasn't much talent to go to, you know, a Red Bulls game and say, oh, you're going to go see so-and-so play. But now you have players who played in, you know, the Premier League and in very high-class clubs such as David Villa, Kaká, Pirlo, Dempsey has played overseas. But now you have players who come and are bringing a lot to this MLS organization. An organization in sports, which in my opinion not many people follow, not a lot of people love. And that is a shame that it doesn't get much attention. But now it is, and I'm proud to say that the MLS is doing so. But listen, if you're one of the best clubs in the world and Tottenham Hotspur, you play in the best league, you cannot be taking this loss. And you have one of the highest top three goal scorers in Harry Kane on your team, and you struggle to put a ball past an MLS All-Star defense, which is not that fantastic. That's a problem. You're going to have to go spend some pounds and bring in some new talent, John. But we continue to roll on in the show. That's what we do here on Midnight Madness. And why not? MLB trade deadline coming to an end. There's a lot of teams that, you know, may need that extra piece. You know, we do talk Mets. We do talk Yankees. We do try to cover that tri-state area the best we can for our listeners. But, John, let's try to go across the MLB. Trade deadline is nearing, like we said. And we've been emphasizing the Mets as of late, you know, one of the most questionable teams in the MLB, how they're doing, what they're doing. We don't know. But, John, before we do have our guest on in a couple of minutes, as he goes in more in-depth for us,
yeah,
I want you to pick an MLB team that needs to make a big move before this deadline comes to an end.
Well, you know what, when I look at the big picture here, I'm disappointed tonight in the Los Angeles Dodgers. They get Matt Latos, first base and Michael Morse. I still think they could use an extra piece. You got to be thinking that the Dodgers or the Giants, one of those teams, the NL West, to make a push. They both have played good baseball, very strong baseball at times. They both have played baseball at times that's been questionable. Okay? I like the Astros and Scott Kazmir. They got a guy. You know what? The Kansas City Royals have done everything they can. I love the Blue Jays move. I know a lot of people are against it, but you know what? You got Troy Tulowitzki. I like the bold move. I think it's one of those teams out in the West, Corey. I think in the NL West, you take a look at the way that that division is lining up. It's going to be close between the Dodgers and the Giants. Again, the Dodgers and Giants are now tied at 56 and 45 for the division. LA has been struggling. You have got to think that one of those two teams can try to get something done. The Dodgers get Latos and Morse. Those two guys, it's just not a big enough move for me. I was looking for something more. Could they still try to get some pitching for Puig? I was for that yesterday. You are not for that. Why?
John, as a Dodger fan, before I continue on what I'm about to say, I'm going to keep it brief, but I do have an audio selection here that really is describing the Dodgers season thus far.
Yeah.
So now I
continue. Well, hey, they're 56-45.
You know, but not, you know, you have the highest payroll in the MLB.
Yeah.
You have all this
and you have those
you
two good pitchers. Yeah, you've
and
got
you know
Greinke
and
Greinke
Kershaw.
You
Kershaw,
should not,
fantastic.
You should yeah.
We should be a lot.
I know,
the
NL's
the
good,
the
though, Corey. The NL's much better than the AL, though. You know that.
And you know what? That is something that I've come to an agreement with myself that I need to understand, but that's not the point. The Dodgers are one of, if not the best team in baseball when they're clicking on all cylinders. And our kryptonite, unfortunately, is our NL West rival and the Giants and the St. Louis Cardinals. Every year, they are the ones to bounce us out. And whether you look at our roster, you look at our lineup, and we can easily – we have pieces, we have outfielders, we have prospects that we could get talent for. You can trade Yasiel Puig, and this is what I'm using for an example. Look what the Indians, John, you were telling me they were ready to offer Carrasco and Kluber for Yasiel Puig.
One of them for sure. Kluber. We know Carrasco has been out there.
Carrasco's been out there. Puig has enough. You know, Dodgers, whether they don't like him or not, you know, I'm not in the locker room. You know, I heard he did get in a fight with Turner and Greinke earlier on this season and got a little, you know, rough. But he's a talent that I would love to keep him on the roster. I love Puig.
Okay.
Catalyst
on the team. Championship player.
I can't say he is right now.
And that's why. Yeah, and that's why I
he
think
has
one
potential.
Of these teams.
You know, he has injury bugs. He has potential.
Potential. That's all he's had. And that's my key thing there. You can only have potential for so long. He still makes the same mistakes. He still does that. Another team that you know, I read an article, figured to be active in the trade market. I don't know what they have, though, is the Minnesota Twins. And they're in the thick of it. I give credit to the Astros for doing things, but – yeah, the Minnesota Twins in the American League, credit to the Rangers tonight. They look very good with the addition of Cole Hamill. Still not completely sold on them, though. I still see some holes. We welcome in Zach Braziller, who is having a big-time night. That is for sure. He covers the Mets. He covers the Yankees, all the New York sports scene. We have him on a ton during college hoop season. But tonight, we are talking trade deadline. What on earth is going on with the New York Mets? Zach Braziller, and here's the other thing. Sandy Alderson blaming social media tonight, of all things. Zach, how are you?
I'm okay. I say, you know, the Mets are a lot like St. John's. You know, it's never quiet over there.
That's for sure. I mean you got to think.
Everyone's reporting. It's all out there. Milwaukee people. The New York people, my paper, everyone's reporting this was all about the medicals. It sounds like the Brewers saw Wheeler's medicals and didn't, you know, and had worry. And, you know, I've heard from people that, you know, this wasn't – Wheeler didn't just have Tommy John in spring training. He had, you know, he completely tore the ligament. So this isn't even a typical Tommy John surgery. You know, everyone now associates Tommy John with guys will be back and will be better. It's not automatic. There are guys who are never the same. You really don't know. I know Wheeler's through for the first time this week, but you never know. And the Brewers have a commodity in Gomez who's a really, really good player. And I don't, you know, it's hard to blame them for backing out, blame social media and all this. This is just it's the way the world works. You know, it was everyone saying the deal was agreed upon. But, you know, it fell apart. Stuff like this seems to happen in the Mets, but I think people need to just take a step back and realize the situation. The deal was done. It was agreed upon. This wasn't a case of people jumping the gun. The deal was done. This is what's happened with the trade. It's not like this is new. People, when deals are done, people report it before they actually go official. You know? I mean, it is wild how it worked out, but if you take a look at exactly what was going on here, I don't think it's that crazy because you have a guy like Gomez who's very valuable, who still has another year of control, and you have a big-time pitcher, pitching prospect like Wheeler, who's pitched pretty well in the major leagues for a few years, who completely tore his elbow ligament. That's obviously a complex situation. So I get why people, because it's the Mets, are going nuts. But if you look at all the factors, it's not crazy to think why this fell apart.
No, not at all. And Zach Braziller is our guest from the New York Post. Glad to have him on the show. And Carlos Gomez would have been a very solid addition for a team in need of a bat, certainly, and in need of some help in the outfield. Zach, I'll be honest with you. Have you talked to your colleague Joel Sherman? What's he thinking here? Is it just the classic case where it looked like it was done and it just the health reports came back?
Joel's as good as it gets when it comes to breaking news in baseball. And Joel's not the only one who reported it. Everyone reported it. It was a done deal. It's this idea that people jumped the gun to me is silly. No one jumped the gun. The deal was done. They had to, you know, this is how the trade deadline works. The deal was done, and then physicals. When the Mets got Clippard, it was a little different. You see other deals where it doesn't become official until the next day. That's what people were reporting. The deal was done. Everything was agreed upon, and all that was left were physicals. That's what everyone was reporting. And you know what? The Brewers didn't like the physical. So that's basically what it came down to. People maybe, you know, there maybe some people should have showed more restraint and folks on the fact now the core piece of this deal for Milwaukee is a pitcher who's coming, who just threw for the first time, who's coming off major Tommy John surgery. But, you know, no one reported and saying it's official. No one said it was official. There wasn't a single person who reported it was official. People reported the parameters of the deal were done, and all that were left were the physicals and looking over medicals. And we learned the physical was the medical.
Yeah.
So.
And now, Fox's Ken Rosenthal, for what it's worth, he's one of the best, says that the Mets backed out of the trade due to concern over a hip issue with Carlos Gomez. But nonetheless,
really?
There were some health issues. Yeah, that's what he says. So, you know what? Maybe we've got a case of both sides. Nonetheless, we continue talking here with Zach Braziller. That's even wilder here to think. Hey, it's their best attempt at Mark Cuban, DeAndre Jordan night. I mean,
well,
come on.
I didn't see that. I mean, I would, you know, for both sides, you want to be careful. I mean, Wheeler is the guy that throws 96 to 98. He was, last year, he really got the sense he was going to take off this year. You know, he had a great second half. Then he has the Tommy John, and he's, you know, if you could put out a five of Wheeler, DeGrom, Harvey, Syndergaard, and Matt, that's pretty unbelievable. And that's what the Mets are, I think they're hoping for by this time next year. You know, so that's interesting, too. I mean, that's the first I've heard the Mets actually backed out. Other people were reporting that it was just the Brewers, but, man, it's never boring in Queens, I'll tell you.
Well, Zach Braziller is our guest. That was just tweeted out by Rosenthal at 12:13. Deep into the night, we go here on Midnight Madness. And, Zach, the question now, Mets fans wonder, and we've talked a little bit about this the past couple of days. There have been a couple names we've thrown around, I know, on Twitter. Will the Mets, in your opinion, they've got to get somebody, in my mind, somebody. And who are some of the names out there that you could see them getting?
I mean, I think they're clearly going for it. I don't think there's a question out there that they're going for it. They see the opportunity. They're four back in the wild card, but the Giants' schedule is just a monster. While the Mets have a very easy schedule, and it's just the Mets, the Giants, and the Cubs really for that second wild card. They're only two games back than that. They're getting the catcher Darno back on Friday, it looks like. You know, the Mets are going for it. I mean, they're going to try to get someone. I don't think there's any question. You know, you've heard about Upton. You've heard about Bruce. You've heard about Fetis. I mean, it sounds like, from what the way Sandy talked today, it sounds like there's going to be no deal with the Brewers, whether it's for Gomez or Kyra. Now, remember, the news they reported that the Mets and the Brewers were basically almost done with the Kyra deal, and the Brewers backed out. So I would think the Mets and the Brewers are not going to be working together in the near future. I think the Mets wanted a center fielder because I think they like what they've seen from Conforto at left. You also have Kondair who will be back. But it really doesn't look like there's a guy out there for center field unless they go for Will Venable, who Well, I think it would help. He's not a guy I think the Mets want to play every day. I think they'll get someone. I think they might now end up getting a lesser bat, but I think they're going to get something here.
Man, all this night's missing is a St. John story about something with Chris Mullen or whatnot. That's all it's missing right now, right?
Yeah, it's pretty wild stuff. I mean,
what a wild night.
Yeah. I think all the New York baseball writers are really hoping that Friday at 4 o'clock gets in a hurry, to be honest.
Hey, all I'll say to you is try to watch the Mets and Yankees a little bit more religiously, Zach. Thanks so much for joining us.
All right, John. Talk to you later.
Zach Braziller joining us on the show. He knows what I was talking about. We continue with Midnight Madness. Always a pleasure to have him on. And I toss it to you, Corey Ponarelli. Threw some good tidbits on there. It is also Whatever Wednesday. And I know you have some music to get into here. Now, folks, let me be honest with you. Corey and I are in the office place. I have the music intelligence of a 65-year-old man. Okay, I'm sitting there. Uncle JF is at the computer. Barry White and Casey and the Sunshine Band. And next door, my colleague is dialing up the SoundCloud and playing Drake, Meek Mill. What's going on here? Who is Meek Mill? It sounds like a hotel.
Oh, yeah. So our Whatever Wednesday story turns to social media, John. And two of the best in the game in Drake and Meek Mill, you know, have a little bit of a feud going on. And in summary, I'm just going to run through a little quick timeline for those who don't know what's going on. And I'm going to get into it right now. So Meek Mill released a new album, and Drake happened to feature in one of his songs called Rico, one of his Meek Mill's best songs on that album. Meek Mill then goes to Twitter and says, quote, "Stop comparing Drake to me too, ... He don't write his own raps. That why he ain't tweet my album because we found out." With an emoji face as in a big grin on your face. Later Tuesday, Meek Mill took to Twitter yet again.
All right.
"He ain't even write that verse on my album. And if I would have knew, I would have took it off my album. I don't trick my fans, LOL. When he said the dream girl on Rico, I thought he was coming at me. Then Young Bull played me the verse." He then attached a clip.
Right.
What was supposed to be to a reference track. Now,
what was
there
that?
Is a DJ of 90, oh, I'm going to get to it, on 97.1, if those who tune in, Funkmaster Flex.
Okay. Right.
He addressed this issue and he supported Meek. And he said, "Drake, you know, there's nothing wrong with having someone help you or write your own lyrics."
Oh, wonderful.
"But it's just something that, you know, may put you down the rung on the ladder when it comes to the rap rankings, per se."
Oh, come on.
So Drake addresses
that
this whole situation.
No,
okay, not at all.
Not done yet.
And,
just beginning.
That is not
like
the case. Oh, it's just beginning.
Oh.
Noah Said Babe of OVO, October's Very Own, which is the production of Drake's music.
Wait, who? Is that the thing with the owl?
Yes. Yes, 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 yes. OVO, yes, John. There we go. You're picking up.
Beginning.
Drake then releases a diss track towards Meek Mill called Charged Up. This is him, this, that, and the third. It's a great song. Lyrics, you know, they make sense. And he really, you know, Meek Mill responds on Twitter, yet again, saying "Baby Lotion Soft, ... I can tell he wrote that one, though."
Oh, my.
Meek Mill is on tour with his girlfriend, Nicki Minaj, the Pink Tour. Very true. During the tour.
Yeah.
Meek Mill addressed the whole situation, saying that Drake, in summary, you know, he can do him, he's great, he can stay in his own lane. There was much explicit words I can't really say on the show, so that's that summary of what happened. Now, that's more of an coming about 2 days ago ending timeline. The latest news is that Meek was supposed to release a track with Funk Flex going back at Drake, and that did not happen, but yet Drake comes back with another diss track called Back to Back and destroys Meek again. He really,
oh
really,
my.
You know, and he's gunning at him, and rightly so, because also Funk Flex said he got a reference track from OVO.
Okay.
So basically, John, like we said, there's no source better than the source itself.
Oh.
So he got the track from OVO. And it, you know what? It's very, you know, there are some pro-Drake fans here and there. And, you know, oh, Drake can't do that. Drake can't do that. I honestly believe that Drake is not a ghostwriter. He doesn't have a ghostwriter, excuse me. And that, you know, he's really just talented with the pen. And Funk Flex, you know, does say, oh, he's no Nas, he's no this, he's no... Yes, but that's a very different generation of music, and that's hard for me to, you know... Listen, I love Meek Mill, I love his music, but if he wants to step up to the plate, it's time for him to respond with a diss track or own up to everything and say... Initially, everyone thought that his Twitter account was hacked, and someone hacked and tweeted that, but that's not the case. So in summary, John, you know, we... just got to fill in our callers and viewers and listeners, for that matter, what's going on in that music world. Because you know what? Music, you know, really does enrich lives today. And, you know, I love listening to music when I'm at work in the office. It gets me going. It gets me driven. And that is the latest in the hip-hop world. I mean, that is the highlight. That is the headline. And that is my Whatever Wednesday story. And like we got 2:30 left on the show, John. About 2 minutes left. We will finish on time tonight. So you know, I mean, that there you go. That's a first after Monday.
Well,
we had a couple longer. Took us a little couple minutes after we had that breaking news, but
absolutely.
Let's turn to the NFL, John, really quick. I know we wanted to try to get a little.
Oh my!
We got
rapid
about a minute
fire
left.
Chris Berman style.
Yeah, you are not lying. But, John,
Am I giving you a yay or nay?
No, I'm going to keep rolling. I'm rapid fire.
Oh,
will Miami Dolphins win the AFC East?
Well, that's not a yay or nay, but nay. Oh, it is. It is. It is. So nay. Nay, nay, nay.
Will the Minnesota Vikings finish second or higher in the NFC North?
Nay, but a wild card. Three teams
last
on the playoffs.
Question before we end here.
All right.
Will the St. Louis Rams win more than 9 games this season?
God. More than?
Yes.
I'm going yay! They win 10, baby! 10 and 10!
Bark, And listen, we got 35 seconds left on the show. You can follow us at Midnight Mad JFCP. That is our main Twitter account. You can follow John Fanta at John_Fanta on Twitter. You can follow me. I have two accounts. We have a professional account and update you with Big East basketball and Seton Hall basketball and anything sports related at Corey, C-O-R-Y, and score P-O-N-T-A-R-O-L-L-O. And you can follow me.
And
Drake
versus
what?
Meek Mill at C Ponds. Drake versus Meek Mill at C Ponds.
Drake versus Meek Mill at C Ponds. Everyone, Midnight Madness will continue on tomorrow. Maybe we will let you know. Tune in. Good night, everybody.